Blog Talk Radio.
There's nothing like a great song by Natalie Cole. This is Darlene Lewis, and I would like to welcome you and yours to Hear No Evil here at blogtalkradio.com. And tonight's show, well, we're going to talk to a few people. Hopefully people will be calling on and special surprise guests. And the topic of tonight is Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Now, are you the type that admires from afar? Well, life waits for no one. If you love someone or want to get to know someone, let them know it. With social media being the clutch for the shy person, many hide behind this medium instead of speaking face to face. The computer is not the best way to start a love connection, yet it has served as the only way. But what about the person you see weekly from afar? That person you see in the grocery store, in your local bank, or in your neighborhood. Do you think you should strike the chord and let that person know how you feel, or should you remain silent? Call me right now, 347-989-0761. And you can listen to the show every day, but normally we're on air Thursdays between 6:30 and 7. You can always advertise on our radio show and also appear on our radio site and receive a free TV banner as well as free TV exposure. You can register at futurenetworkproductions.com. Click on the radio tab. Now, we have an anti-violence campaign going on called Save Our Seeds, and we'd like you to support Save Our Seeds. And if you donate over $25, well, you get a pillow. A really cute, comfortable pillow. So go to futurenetworkproductions.com, hit the Save Our Seeds tab, and you will be connected. We really have a caller on the line. Caller, the topic of tonight is Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Who are you? What's your name? And what state are you calling from?
My name is Lisa Fields Lennon, and I'm calling from Bronx, New York.
Well, hello, Lisa. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, Darlene.
Glad to have you on blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. Now, the subject of tonight is Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Are you the type of female that believes in going after what you want, whether it's a job, a relationship, or a subject that you feel strongly about, or are you the shy type?
No, I am very aggressive and very assertive. I do not have a problem begging.
And does that mean in all areas?
If I feel strongly about something, yes, it means in all areas.
Wow. Well, we love to hear about aggressive women. So, Lisa, tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself and what's your plans for 2014.
Well, right now I presently work for Graham Wyndham Children's Services for at-risk youth. I'm also a founder and CEO of Hands That Make a Difference, which is a nonprofit organization for at-risk youth as well. And our plan for 2014 is to move our program to the next level.
And which ways are you going about moving your program to the next level?
Reaching out. And the word that you use, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, to network with other programs, other agencies, other people, and just asking, you know, for help and support in different strategic areas to move the program.
Now, the program that you have, could you give a little synopsis about what the program is and what it offers? And first of all, is it a nonprofit organization?
Yes, it is a nonprofit organization.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the program, the name of it, and what your goals are.
The name of the program is Hands That Make a Difference, which was founded in the Bronx in 2011. Mm-hmm. And our mission is to provide a safe haven for vulnerable and at-risk youth ages 10 to 21 in a nurturing environment where we can implement different programs utilizing through sports as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have a website where people can reach out to you to show support?
Yes, it's at www.handsthatmakeadifference.org.
Is there a phone number?
Yes, 917-702-9190.
Please repeat that.
917-702-9190.
Now, you said that at risk, when you say, is this a program for only at risk youth? What's the ages are you covering?
The ages is from 10 to 21.
Mm.
And it's not just for at risk youth, but that's just our, you know, our goal and targeted area. But it's, you know, for any youth that need, you know, services.
What type of services are you offering?
Mentoring, tutoring, character building, conflict management.
Wow, that is wonderful. That sounds like something that most people need nowadays because, let me tell you, the youth really don't have too many role models like they had back in the day, you know, and those that do have role models, you never really hear about the good kids. You always hear about the troubled youth in the media, joining gangs, you know, getting involved with criminal elements. You never hear about progressive youth. So those youth that are in the inner cities, are you only going to focus on people in your neighborhood, or is this a national thing?
No, it could be outside of our area as well in the different boroughs, and that's where the networking and reaching out to the different schools to let everybody know about the program.
Okay. And do you have a board set up of advisors that – specialize in the fields that you're, of the services that you're providing?
Yes.
Okay. Wow, this is an amazing program. So, so if I was a 15-year-old runaway and I was trying to not join a gang, I could call you up, and what would you provide for me?
Yes, they can call us up, and you know, we can, you know, talk, exactly find out exactly what are, you know, their pressures, where they're located at, and, you know, have them come in.
Suppose they don't have money.
Then we would have to find out where they are, and we will come to them.
Okay. Wow, this is a great thing. Now, are you afraid of being overwhelmed with so many youth that may need your services, and how are you going to, you know, supply, you know, the services? If, let's say, you get an abundance of people calling you, like, do you have like a planned schedule of how you deal with the youth?
That's what we are working on now, trying to devise a strategic plan on how to divide the different services that we have to offer so we don't have to turn youth away.
Mm-hmm.
Because this up-and-coming year is going to be a lot of challenges that the youth are going to face, and we need to have, you know, positive programs, you know, out there. and we have to be out there to let the youth know that there are other alternatives besides, you know, joining the gangs, that there you could still be, you know, a kid and do positive things and don't have to be pressured to do things that you really don't want to do because there's nothing else out there, or you assume that there's nothing else out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
now,
and try to tap in.
I'm sorry, you were saying, I'm sorry.
To definitely try to, you know, tap into them and catch them, you know, now at the earlier, you know, stages.
Right.
So they don't feel pressured, you know, into, you know, joining and trying
now,
to get a lot of different positive role models, you know, in their life.
Have you reached out to any politicians or religious people, or are you just trying to just deal with the grassroots level? Like, who are you reaching out to, and how are you reaching out to them?
We haven't reached out to the politicians as of yet, and we're just trying to, like I said in the beginning, trying to get a strategic plan together so that we know the different areas to tap into.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can get the program out there so people will know exactly what we have to offer and
mm-hmm.
what area that we need to go in, what direction that we need to go in.
And have you started an advertising campaign yet? Have you reached out to city council to let them know what you're trying to do? Because being that you said you're a nonprofit, they budget organizations that are geared towards helping people.
Mm-hmm.
So you may want to reach out to city council.
Okay. No, I haven't, but I definitely will because I just jotted that down as a contact person.
Oh, well, I'm glad I was able to give you. Yeah, because you have the Department of Youth with the City of New York, NYC.gov. You can always go on there. There's so many organizations that are out there that help, because I do this anti-violence thing called Save Our Seeds, and believe me, people are so loving when they know that you're making their job easier, because technically these type of services that you offer are out here and they are getting funded. But for some strange reason, they're not reaching out. They're not doing outreach. They're not reaching out to the kids. So a lot of times the kids don't even know they exist. You know, and a lot of kids wind up, you know, those kids that are in foster care, once they become emancipated, sometimes they wind up going to homeless shelters. And a lot of times they don't want to be in a shelter because the shelter life is like a really crazy existence where it's no security, it's a lot of chaos, a lot of fighting, and a lot of initiations of gangs. And sometimes girls and guys wind up getting involved with elements like prostitution or gang violence because they don't have money. You know, let's say for instance, they don't come back to the shelter at a certain time, they may not even be able to get in. So
they lose their back.
You understand what I'm saying? It's a
mm-hmm.
really bad look, and it has increased with all of the money that's going on, that's out here, with all of the money and resources. The homeless population of youth have increased, and no one is understanding why this is happening, why these kids are sleeping in the train stations in Port Authority.
Yeah.
It's just a bad scene. And these hip-hop artists need to get involved because a lot of these rappers influence
the actions of
the youth.
Uh-huh.
They need to get involved and spend some of that money instead of on nonsense like alcohol and drugs and cars. They should reach out to these organizations because they always say they don't want to be role models, but technically they are role models. They can't help.
They are the biggest role models, and then they go in hiding when people are seeking their help.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't respond.
Mm-hmm. So people should start boycotting the record companies and the media outlets that promote these artists, and this way they'll try and do. I'm not saying that a person, you have to tell a person what to do with their money, but at the end of the day, if a lot of these artists are making music and young people whose brain is not really that evolved, they listen to those lyrics, they start acting out what they hear.
Because
they
want to
identify, or they want to dress like those. And if they don't have no money, well, where are they going to get the money from? You know what I mean? If they don't have parents that could give them the material things that they need. Because basically kids only care about materialistic things.
That's it.
Unfortunately, that's it. Because so many parents have bombarded them with materialism. That's all they know. They don't know how to go out and make something or try to build their own businesses. So I wish you all the luck, and I'm glad that you're an aggressive person that ain't too proud to beg. So I would like the audience that's listening in, I see you guys on hold, but I don't see you answering me when I click on, so I'm trying to figure out why people are just calling and not saying anything. But for those of you that are listening online, that are streaming the show, Lisa, could you please tell the listening audience a little bit about your background and how you got involved with this type of this organization?
Okay. I've been working with youth for about 26 years, and that's a passion of mine. I started out at St. Charles as a basketball coach for youth under 14 and under. And then it evolved from there. I'm a supervisor at a residential treatment center for troubled youth from ages 14 to 21, boys and girls. And I just have a passion for helping youth. And I just wanted to, you know, open up, you know, and run my own nonprofit organization, just basically with the skills and talents, you know, that I have in different areas as far as academics, athletics, just nurturing. And I just wanted to be able to give back, you know, to the community, you know, and help, you know, someone else.
So tell the listening audience once again how they can reach you.
The name of the program is Hands That Make a Difference.
Right.
You can reach me at 917-702-9190. My office is at 4351 White Plains Road, Bronx, New York, 10466. My website is handsthatmakeadifference.org.
Very good. Handsthatmakeadifference.org. Well, I want to thank you for calling in, and hopefully when people listen in and need your services, they will reach out to you. And like I said, try reaching out to your city council. You're in the Bronx. You have so many people, Ruben Diaz, who's over there, who's always helping people. So reach out to your assemblyman and your city council people. And you never know where it may take you. Remember who told you first.
I definitely will, darling, and I appreciate it. And thanks for having me on the call.
Okay, thank you for calling in. And we'll be right back. Proud to beg. Now, according to a blog, Healthy Black Woman, a woman asks, can I ask my man to go down on me? These are questions that men find interesting to answer. These are some things that a woman may not want to ask a guy, but sometimes they are necessary. Now, here's some advice for women from Clint Carter from Women's Health Guy Next Door about some of these burning questions. What can you tell about a girl from her social media feed? There are a few things that you can deduce by looking at a girl's feed. If there are a ton of photos of you partying and drinking, that is what the guy is going to think you do all the time. If you have a ton of selfies, he's going to think that you are a little hung up on yourself. Try posting photos of yourself doing fun things like outdoor adventures or around the house crafts. This will give the guy a little more insight into who you are. My guy won't go down on me. Can I ask him to do that? Well, he says yes. You should always be open with your partner about what you like and don't like. If you aren't getting what you would like from him, let him know. It is better than going unsatisfied and then having that cause a problem later on down the road. So be open and honest. If you can't verbalize it, try giving him physical cues. I am embarrassed because my husband flirts with my coworkers at company functions. How can I get him to cut it out? Don't accuse him of anything or come at him too aggressively about it. Tell him that you think it's great that he is friendly with the people that you work with, but some may get the wrong idea when he is overly touchy and flirtatious. If you talk to him in a calm and sensitive manner, he won't get defensive and will most likely stop. Now, that sounds great, but you know the average woman is going to slap her dude in the face. So whichever idea works for you, we'll be right back.
I'm not afraid to
me some him. That was my girl Toni Braxton. And earlier you heard a snippet of Natalie Cole, I Got Love on My Mind. Listen, we're about to get out of here. It's crazy in New York City. It's snowing. And I'm not about that weather. I just do not do cold weather. But I would like to hear from you. Thank you, Lisa, for calling in, talking about HandsAndMakeADifference.org. And hopefully you guys will check her out and support her cause, because we need more people like that helping our youth. Please make sure you go to FutureNetworkProductions.com and learn about all that I am doing. The Real Ladies of Harlem, oh, that's the new episode. And I'm so happy about all of the professional women that have joined on. And I'm just so blessed and so happy. And I can't wait to get that ball rolling. Celebrity Showcase, of course, TV, every Wednesday at 6:30, Channel 56 on Time Warner Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Channel 56, also Channel 83 on RCN Cable, Fios 34 and online at MNN.org, Lifetime Lifestyle Channel 2. Last but not least, make sure you get one of my books, lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. I'm trying to do it all. I want your love. Take care.
Well, here I am, and who's to say a better love you won't find?